Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. With over 38 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips, Shutterstock helps you take your creative projects to the next level. For 20% off any image file on your new account, go to Shutterstock.com and use the offer code i5714. Hello, everybody, and welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 100! How did we get to 100 shows? I don't know, but I'm glad you're here. Thanks for everybody who's been with us from the very beginning, although some of you found us mid-series, and welcome to anybody watching for the very first time. You have missed a lot of bad jokes. A lot. i5 is the show that covers the latest iPhone news and apps and tips and tricks. We have a lot of fun doing it. I'm Sarah Lane, your guide to all things iOS. Let us pray. Number one. Okay, so in episode 99, we covered the Yo app, where all you do is send messages back and forth that say Yo to your friends. And I said the apps were getting really weird. Well, Intel definitely got the memo, because here's Intel's new app, Pocket Avatars. The company explains it as a new chat app that utilizes sophisticated face and head tracking algorithms and voice capture technology to render your expressions and voice onto an array of fun-loving avatars. I'm serious, that's exactly how they describe it. It's not actually a messaging app per se. It's more a way to record yourself before either sending it to somebody within the app or uploading the video to some other app, or via text, or via email, or on Facebook or something. Now, in general, I think it actually works pretty well with face detection. And then you can record and send messages for free from the app.
Hey, guys! I'm a blowfish!
But these are avatars we're talking about. You could shoot something with an avatar and then change that avatar after recording a message. If you love what you said, but you think you're better off as some other kind of cartoon than President Obama.
Hello, Leo. Thanks for...
See, I told you that apps had gotten really weird. I mean, it's very strange. I mean, I guess this is probably geared towards people younger than me, but still, I want some of whatever Intel's smoking. Number two. In the messaging wars that we're currently in, WeChat has introduced a feature that could make a regretted message or photo disappear. Now, if you already aren't familiar with WeChat, I don't know, it's a lot like WhatsApp. Free texting, voice messages, video calls that use internet data instead of SMS. It also has what it calls walkie-talkie mode, where you can send sort of a push-to-talk message with up to 40 of your closest friends.
Hey, Ron, let's go skiing.
I don't know, I've never used anything like that, but I guess it could come in handy at some point. Maybe we're on a ski slope or something with a big party. And it's really, 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 really popular, particularly in China. The company claims 300 million users using WeChat. La, 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 la. Anyway, WeChat is sort of getting on the whole ephemeral messaging bandwagon with a new feature that allows you to recall the last message that you sent within 2 minutes, as in take it back, erase it, like you never sent it at all. That could be a text or a photo. Now, I'm not really sure why you'd want to do that very often. Maybe it's something you said and you just really wish you hadn't said it. Or it could be more a way to have a conversation, and then you're almost adding secret text inside that conversation that gets seen and then deleted as if it never happened. Maybe somebody grabs your phone later and you're like, I never said that. And they go, yeah, I guess you didn't, but you did. It's weird. It's almost like we all have so many secrets and private information to share with each other at this point in our lives that nobody wants anything saved anymore. It's like the olden days, you know, before, like, answering machines. Once you say it, that's it. Read it or lose it. A couple other features in WeChat that are new. You can add tags to your contacts, you know, manage them more easily. A tag for your family or a work tag or that ski house tag, maybe. And if you aren't available when somebody sends you a message, you can now download receive messages automatically on Wi-Fi. So, you know how crazy the messaging app space has gotten. I talk about it all the time. But I've decided instead of
ignoring all of this junk. I'm going to follow along closely because it's a fascinating look into human interaction. We're forcing ourselves to adapt more complicated communication methods, giving ourselves more options, all with our little iPhones. It's just nuts. Number three, we got an email from Jeff, who has a little throwback game for us. Jeff writes, I was watching Jason Howell's All About Android, and they featured Karateka Classic. I don't know if you remember this title from the Apple II back in the day, but it was a great game, and it's also available on iOS. It's 99 cents on both iOS and Android. Excellent nostalgia and great app. Well, thank you, Jeff. We always love app suggestions, especially game ones. I have to admit, I never played this game on the Apple II. I never even had an Apple II outside of school. But I'm aware that the older kids just love the games of yore. So, yep, here it is. A karate-style game that I have absolutely no skill at. You move forward, and you kick, and you punch, and you hope that you kill the other guy. It's all that good stuff. So, show your kids what life used to be like. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Shutterstock.com. At Shutterstock.com, you'll find the perfect image or video for your next creative project. Maybe it's for a website or an advertisement, or you're making a video. Any type of project, you can choose from over 38 million high-quality stock photos, illustrations, vectors, and video clips. Shutterstock sources images from around the world. Many of their contributors are professional photographers and artists. And the company reviews each image individually, making sure that the quality is high enough to go into the Shutterstock library. They're adding 30,000 images every day. 30,000! So every time you visit, you're going to find a bunch of new images. Shutterstock also has flexible pricing, individual image packs, or a monthly subscription, whatever works for you. You can download 25 images per day with a standard subscription, and you can download any image in any size and just pay one price. Shutterstock has sophisticated search tools. You can search by subject or by color. Maybe you're looking for a particular file type, gender-based, and more. Plus, shareable light boxes make it easy to save images to a gallery and then access them later or share it with your team members. They've got an award-winning iPad app, too. Have you seen it? It's fun. You can search on the go and use it to display images during your presentations. You can try Shutterstock today by signing up for a free account. You don't need a credit card. You don't need anything. Just start an account and begin using Shutterstock to help imagine what your next project could be like and save a few images to review later. When you decide to purchase, use the offer code I5714, that's I-F-I-V-E, 714, and new accounts will receive 20% off any image file. That's Shutterstock.com, and for 20% off any image file on new accounts, use the offer code I5714. And thanks to Shutterstock for their support of i5. Number four. Earlier this year, we told you about a wine app called, you remember? Delectable. The idea is to look up and save information on wines as you go forward in your wine drinking and buying and collecting lives. Well, the app got a big update, and hey, tis the time of year to drink delicious wine out on the veranda. So let's see what's new. You can identify any wine instantly now with new label recognition. So before buying wine at the grocery store, you could just snap a picture and get facts and reviews from the Delectable community. That's helpful for me, since I usually get overwhelmed in the wine aisle and I don't really know what I'm doing, and then I pick a wine based on how cool the label is, which makes me an idiot. The rating system is improved as well. You can get tasting notes and ratings from winemakers and sommeliers and wine critics. And the team says the app is just a lot faster than it used to be. In fact, the developer notes say that the new Delectable app is so streamlined, even your dog could use it. I don't know what they mean by that. It's probably not true. But if you're a human and you have even the slightest interest in wine facts, or you don't care but find yourself stressing out about what to bring to a party, or if you should really pay $40 for a wine that seems kind of the same as the $20 bottle, you need Delectable. It's a wine encyclopedia in your pocket. Finally, number five. I've shown you how to add borders to photos in an app called Whiteagram to get around the square crop that Instagram forces. Remember that? But recently, I noticed one of my friends, Laura, hi Laura, was uploading videos to Instagram using the same technique. Now, I know Whiteagram doesn't support video, so I asked her, hey, what's your app secret? Turns out she's using an app called Square Ready, That's an app that adds a border to create a square ratio, like Whitegram, but it works with videos, so you can import those into Instagram as well. Or you can import them wherever, really, but Instagram's the square crop place. So you just load up your video, you crop, you save, you open it up in Instagram. I used it recently on a, what I would like to think is a very artsy photo I took of a pawn shop near my house. I'm pretty happy with the result, actually. Got a lot of likes. I should say, though, Square Ready is clearly made by somebody whose first language is not English, so there's some weird wording here and there. You might notice that. It might turn you off. I didn't find it to be a big of a problem. The app feels a little junky, though, overall, with the ads and the whatnot, but it's free, and it works, and so I'm happy. And that does it for this episode of i5. Hope you had fun. Happy 100, everybody. And here's to 100 more. All of the apps and links and other info from the show is at twit.tv/i5. You can email ideas or questions or general feedback to us at i5@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5, or you can even send us a video. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll see you next week for show 101, which is another palindrome on i5 for the iPhone.